The first chapter lays down a few of the preliminaries of prayer, the logistical details that need to be established before beginning to pray contemplatively. Chapters 2 through 4 serve as an introduction to contemplative prayer. They present the basic characteristics of prayer and the general thrust of the movements of a person's prayer life. Chapter 2 spells out how a typical contemplative prayer life usually evolves, from my first words to God to God's last ones to me. I present the maturation of the prayer life in four stages that are analogous to the stages of my own childhood maturation. Chapter 3 speaks of the general direction in which I am going as my relationship with God grows deeper and richer. It presents my journey of prayer as a gradual surrendering of control of my entire life, including my prayer life, to God. It allows God to be God by letting Him continue His creative action within me. Chapter 4 speaks of solitude, the bread and butter of a contemplative relationship with God, and tells why it is necessary to learn to quiet the body and soul. Chapters 5 through 7 elaborate on the first three stages of my prayer life that were introduced in the Aunt Sally chapter. The fourth and final